K0VMM, K0EFQ.
0EFQ, go ahead.
Three thunderstorm warning for Donovan County north in northwest Missouri and southeastern Holt County, northwest Missouri until 8:15. Threat thunderstorm located near Troy, Kansas, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Radar indicated hazard will be 60 mile per hour wind gust and half dollar size tail. Looks like Camp Geiger is in line with this storm.
Well, thank you, sir.
Over the 895.
And 0MIJ.
Eric, how you doing?
Hey, Bruce. Hope, sounds like we're going to get some wind and everything from what Corey just said. So, just thought I'd let everybody know I'm listening as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we're heading to the basement.
All right. Yeah, I'm here if anybody needs anything. And 0MIJ.
KD0VMM from KC0EFQ.
0ESQ, go ahead.
Just an update from National Weather Service. Threat thunderstorm warning for those areas I gave you earlier remains in effect. Storm still located near Troy, moving northeast at 30. Still radar indicated hazards of 60 mile per hour wind gusts and half dollar size tail.
Well, thank you, sir.
You'll be back over 895. KD0VMM from KC0EFQ.
VMM, go ahead.
This is already past you, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Andrew County and southeastern Nottoway County. So that is well past you, correct?
We are northwest of Buchanan County, but we are in Andrew County.
Northeastern Andrew County, so it is past you. So I wanted to confirm, sir. Thanks. KC0EFQ.
0VMM.
KD0VMM from KC0EFQ.
0VMM.
Threat thunderstorm warning for Atchison County, northeast Kansas, south central Donovan County, northeast Kansas, southwestern Buchanan County, northwest Missouri, and northwestern Platte County and west central Missouri until 8:45. Storm's moving to the northeast at 25 miles per hour, currently located 7 southeast of Lancaster, Kansas. 60 mile per hour winds and half dollar size tail. Radar indicated, sir. KD0EFQ. KD0VMM from KC0EFQ.
KD0VMM.
Thunderstorm warning for southwestern Andrew and north central Buchanan County is going to expire at 8:15. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits. I'll keep watching the stuff. I'm back out to the west. So far, so good for you guys. Everybody doing all right?
Thank you. Yeah, all we had here was rain. We didn't have any wind with it at all.
Very good, sir. KC0EFQ, be back over to 146.895.
The update, KC0VMM.
0VMM, this is KC0EFQ.
0VMM, go ahead.
This is your information. National Weather Service in Kansas City is in the process of issuing a tornado warning for eastern Atchison County, northeast Kansas, southwestern Buchanan, and extreme northwestern Platte County until 8:45. Just for information. I think it's going to stay to your south and east there, Geiger, but I need to get you that situation awareness.
Very much, sir. KD0VMM.
Good tornado along with ping pong ball, flat field, Bruce. Back over to you on 895.
KC0EFQ from N0MIJ.
N0MIJ, KC0QLU, he's over on the Osborne repeater putting out announcements right now.
Okay. Okay, I was going to have him put in a query for me, but I got back down here to the computer. I'll do it. Based on my information, there's no reason they should be sounding the sirens here in town. Are you in front of information where you could concur?
Just put out something, they let the tornado warning expire a little bit ago.
They issued a new one for Atchison, Northern Platte, and Southern Buchanan, but it's south of town, so I don't see why they would be sending the sirens here in town.
Okay, I'm looking at radar now. The tornado warning is in Northern Platte, southwestern Buchanan, looks to me right now.
Hey, Trevor, do you have chat pulled up?
It is.
Trevor, if that was you, all I got was a good comment.
Yeah, I do have EX chat pulled up.
If you see my query, would you advise me of their answer? I've got...
I see your query, and I'll keep an eye out for it. The tornado warning is for rotation. Radar indicated in Atchison, Kansas, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. That's the information as I have it, and that's what Corey just put out over Osborne as well. But, I'll keep an eye on yours as well.
Okay. Yeah, based on the radar that I'm looking at and the information I've seen, I can't see why they'd be sounding sirens in St. Joe unless somebody's seeing something that's not popped up there yet.
Southwest Buchanan County, but does not pose an immediate threat to QLU.
I copy, Trevor. Thank you. And zero my J.
QLU and zero YXG St. Joe. I also copied you.
I copied the KC0 QLU Mobile. Just FYI for you guys, I'm headed west on 116. From 169, I'm going to intercept it over here at I-29, roughly.
Be safe out there, Trevor. And zero my J.
Zero, VVY, KC0, QLU.
VVY, go ahead, sir.
Camp Geiger up here, they've just sounded the siren. We're taking the scouts back to shelters.
Okay, copy that. Did you hear our discussions from Weather Service that the tornado warning for Atchison storm does not include the, does not pose an immediate threat to the St. Joseph area? I know you guys are, what, west of town there? Zero MIJ, KC0, QLU.
Go ahead.
Advise a tornado warning for southeastern Donovan County, and Cable producing a tornado was located near Rushville, moving northeast. So they've now included the warning box now includes parts of St. Joe.
For YSGR, copy.
E0 VMM, copy.
KB0 LSN, copy.
Trevor, I don't know if you copied my wife, but we copied. And zero my J.
Again, Eric, sorry, I was the channel there.
KD0 VMN from N zero my J.
Zero VMM.
Yep. Yeah, Bruce, judging from the polygon they drew, looks like camp might be in the path of this second warning they just issued.
Sure, we are in shelters.
Information received. I'm trying to get down that way myself in zero my J.
All right, all stations on frequency, the National Weather Service. As the tornado warning for central Buchanan and southeastern Donovan counties is canceled. The storm was prompted the warning is weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to my property. Again, the Weather Service canceled tornado warning for central Buchanan and southeastern Donovan counties. KC0
zero QLU from KC zero EFQ.
KC zero QLU, go ahead.
Okay, do you have your radar up, sir?
Roger.
Mike?
Yeah, I have it on.
What kind of warnings are you showing?
The only one I'm showing is the one from Atchison County, Kansas, moving northeast. I just got a cancellation of the one that included the St. Joe area.
Okay. I think they're both expired. I just wanted to make sure that you was aware of that because it was a little confusing there for a minute if you were just looking at radar.
As you were talking, it disappeared on the one on Atchison. So I did broadcast the one that canceled for Donovan and Central Buchanan County. But yeah, it just disappeared as you were talking.
Yeah. I'm not the only one that was a little confused there. It looks like several other people in the chat were too. Well, stand by.
I just put in the same query.
Got a news for a thunderstorm warning. I'll let you guys handle that. I'll go back over to the 895.
Okay, Corey, and 0MIJ.
And 0MIJ, do you have radar and all that up? You want me to make the announcements for these warnings?
If you are able, I'd appreciate it. I'm trying to tend to three ill girls at the same time.
Okay, very good. All right, all stations, National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Atchison County in northeast Kansas, south central Donovan County in northeast Kansas, southwestern Buchanan County in northwest Missouri, and northwestern Platte County in west central Missouri until 9:15 p.m. At 8:43 p.m., a severe thunderstorm is located near Atchison and moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 miles per hour wind gusts and half dollar size hail. All radar indicated. Again, the National Weather Service has its south central Donovan County in Kansas, southwestern and northwestern Platte County until 9:15 p.m.
Have canceled the tornado warning for the St. Joe area, KGZ-ZR.
That's what it appears like, but we haven't gotten a straight answer yet.
Thank you, KGZ-ZR.
In 0MIJ.
0VMM, copy your last, Trevor.
And Bruce, I'm sure one of us will advise you when we get good clarification.
Zero QLU, I can confirm that the polygons are not on the screen. However, like you, Eric, I'm waiting for it to show up officially on NWS chat before I confirm it.
Zero QLU, KD0 VMM.
KC0 QLU, go ahead.
Some wind here at camp, maybe 20, 25 mile an hour.
Copy that. Yeah, this storm we're watching here to get confirmation on warnings is south of southwest of you, moving east, slightly northeast. We're keeping an eye on it here.
Copy that, and we're just hanging out in the shelters waiting to hear anything.
Zero ZR.
Is 0MIJ.
Weather and is that false or what?
I missed part of that because of the ID, but I'm going to be honest with you from what I just earlier.
About here, just had a tornado warning update, guys.
Because I just told all the grandkids and my mom that they had canceled it. And, everybody's phone gets it now, so they kind of looked at me like I was crazy. So I know I'm crazy, but I was just wondering if if they reissued it or what?
QLU's info.
KGC Rosette R.
QLU MIJ.
Yeah, it's here at 8:56 p.m. This has just come across the screen. National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for northeastern Atchison County and northeast Kansas, southwestern Buchanan County and northwestern Missouri until 9:30 p.m. At 8:53 p.m. and moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazards are tornado and half-dollar size hail. Sources radar indicated rotation. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed, and damage to roofs and vehicles will occur. Again, the National Weather Service just issued a tornado warning for northeastern Atchison County in northeast Kansas and southwestern Buchanan County in northwest Missouri until 9:30 p.m. It's KC0QL.
Look at the polygon. It's identical to the one they canceled just earlier for that same area.
Yeah, I know, but it's the timestamp on NWS chat was just 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, I saw the same information, but it wouldn't be the first time there was a hiccup, but it doesn't hurt to take shelter anyway.
Up here a little ways, they talked about one of the news choppers saw a possible wall cloud west of Atchison, too, so that may be part of it. But anyway, that's current as of KC0QLU.
Yeah, let me break with you, KC0ZR from MIJ.
ZR, thank you for the info.
It looks like this one will stay south of town. I don't know where you are. But just FYI.
South end St. Joe, about as far as two blocks I could walk out. The sirens just went off, so I'm kind of trying to look out a little bit to see what's going on.
Yeah, I've got them going off downtown, too. I'm not sure what's going on, if this storm just can't make up its mind what it wants to do or what the deal is. Break with you, QLU from MIJ.
Go ahead.
Between you and me, let's go ahead and break this down and make this some sort of formal net so we can keep some sort of sanity to this insanity.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Okay, this isn't all. KC0QLU will have net control. We'll be handling any and all severe weather traffic until we get this sorted out for the sanction with weather traffic. Go ahead and call now. It's 0MIJ.
KD0UZ here on the north side of St. Joe's, but the clouds are moving pretty fast. It's pretty dark to the south. The clouds to the south are moving east. The clouds immediate I'm looking at are moving north, so I don't see no rotation or anything.
Information received. Break with you. KD0ZR from 0MIJ.
ZZRZR, go ahead.
Okay, I was able to the computer, and based off the polygon and the radar on the map, that warning is going to be well to the south of town. It's barely going to skirt to the north of agency.
Thank you, KGZRZR. I'm still out here looking just in case.
All right, we appreciate it. It's 0MIJ.
KD0TQI, and we're by Central High School. The clouds are moving fast as before. Everything here so far looks good.
Information received. VMM from MIJ.
Oh, VMM, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, Bruce, I've not gotten any clarification from the confusion off the warning they issued for a few minutes earlier, but right now all the warnings that are showing up are well to your south.
USL, I've been monitoring, and we're going to stay underground for at least another 25 minutes.
Okay, understood. The way this system seems to be acting, that's probably not a bad idea. N0MIJ.
I have two other guys out here monitoring everything also. KG0VMM.
NMIJ, KG0QLU. I'll confirm what I'm seeing with you, possible rotation or rotating in right at the Atchison, Kansas, moving east-northeast. Is that what you're seeing on your radar?
Now stand by, let me get back to it.
I'm just looking at the velocities, and right now it looks like just east of Atchison from the radar image I have just now.
Okay, I'm trying to pull velocity up. Yeah, I think I'm seeing the same color change you are, Trevor.
Okay, KNEX chat in Rushville. Buchanan County, Missouri, Rushville law enforcement reported a funnel cloud briefly touching the ground. KC0QLU.
N0MIJ, copy.
Stations on frequency. This is from EAX chat. Observed 1.25-inch hail for Atchison County, Kansas, and Buchanan County, Missouri. Local law enforcement reported a tornado in Rushville. That was at 9 p.m. At 9:08 p.m., reported emergency manager in Atchison County, Kansas, reported a tornado on the ground in the town of Atchison at 9:08. KC0QLU.
0VMM, copy.
N0MIJ, acknowledge. QLUMIJ.
QLU, go ahead.
And Trevor, exactly what is your location right now?
I'm in Dearborn. I'm heading north now to get over to 116 and head west again.
Okay, can you tell me north from where?
I'm headed north out of Dearborn. What the road is out of Dearborn goes north and gets into 116.
Okay, I know where you are. If you will keep an eye off to the west, I have no good view to the south from where I am currently located.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get up here to the Fawcett area. The truck stop there, that's a pretty good high point. And take a look out to the west.
Copy, sir. QLUMIJ.
Go ahead.
Down there, it looks like they'll be right smack dab in the middle of that projected path.
Stop at the interstate there and get a good view. Getting a tremendous light show where I'm at right now. Pretty close stuff here. I did see on EAX chat a couple of minutes ago a brief tornado on the east side of Missouri River about 2 miles north, or east and northeast of downtown Atchison, Kansas. It's since lifted. That's from a spotter network individual. KC0QLU.
I saw it as well. Yeah, just be safe out there. N0MIJ. All stations on frequency, the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a flash flood warning for northeastern Atchison in northeast Kansas. At 9 p.m., the National Weather Service offer radar indicated slow-moving thunderstorms with very heavy rainfall across the warned area. Radar estimates that 2 to 3 inches of rain has fallen in the last hour to hour and a half. Additional heavy rains are expected. This will impact I-29 between mile markers 32 and 42 as well, and several cities that I'm not going to take the time to name at this point. Just be careful if you're out driving around. N0MIJ.
N0MIJ, KC0QLU.
Go ahead, Trevor.
Just FYI, I've come as far as 116 to let me go. It's road closed, 116 and B. I'm not going to go any farther west.
Yeah, that sounds advisable. By information, a new warning's just been issued. All stations stand by. All stations on frequency, the National Weather Service of Pleasant Hill has issued a tornado warning for southwestern Buchanan and northwestern Platte counties in Missouri until 9:45. At 9:17 p.m., a confirmed tornado was located near Rushville, moving east at 25 miles per hour. At 9:12 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a tornado 1 mile east-southeast of Atchison. Hazards obviously include a damaging tornado. This is a weather spotter confirmed tornado in southern Buchanan County. Again, a tornado warning has been issued for southwestern Buchanan and northwestern Platte in Missouri until 9:45 p.m. In Zero MIJ.
80 VMM, copy. QY, copy.
Yeah, Bruce, this is still staying mostly to the south of town here, but looks like you've got another cell building up just south of Troy, south-southwest of Troy, that's probably going to come up in impact camp. It's got no warnings associated with it yet.
Sir, we're still hanging out in our shelters.
Thought I'd keep you apprised. In Jeremiah J. QLU-MIJ.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if the polygon popped up on your radar screen or not, but this is going to be south of the current warning. The new one is.
I'm actually driving right between the two. I'm headed back east here. I'm going to get back closer to the interstate here and get a better view. Looks like it's shifting slightly to the south a little bit on me.
Yeah, that's kind of what radar is looking like as well. Covers basically from about where Weston would be all the way up to, they don't have.
Roger, yeah, the lightning is really picking up here. Getting closer to me, so I'm going to head east a little bit and then drop south and get a little better vantage point. KC0QLU mobile.
Be safe out there, and zero my jet. All stations on frequency, stand by for a tornado warning. Warning for southwestern Buchanan County in northwest Missouri until 9:45 p.m. At 9:25 p.m., a confirmed tornado was located near Rushville and moving east at 25 miles per hour. Trained weather spotters, at 9:12, trained weather spotters reported a tornado 1 mile east-southeast of Atchison. Locations impacted include DCAB. Again, a tornado warning has been issued for southwestern Buchanan County in northwest Missouri until 9:45 p.m. This is in Zero MIJ.
MIJ, BBR.
Yeah, BBR, Zero MIJ.
Have you heard anything out of QLU once you turned around?
No, I haven't. Trevor, you doing okay out there?
QLU, I was, I'm sitting here at the Dearborn truck stop. Just got chewed out by a truck driver, that was fun, but now we're fine. KC0QLU.
Okay, I know you got radar up, so you, I don't know what's coming at you. Be safe, and Zero MIJ.
Yep, nothing, nothing to report here, just moderate rain, no wind or anything, so we're just keeping an eye on it.
I don't know what level of zoom you're at on your radar map, but the warnings do not extend to the interstate yet.
Roger, I see that I got up to some hill country and couldn't see around me too well, so thought it best to back out of there, and lightning was getting pretty close to me. It's getting closer now, too, so KC0QLU.
And Zero MIJ.
YKC0QLU. Did you get that one?
Yep, just got the alert.
I'll let you have it. KC0QLU.
All stations on frequency, the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a tornado warning for south-central Buchanan County in northwest Missouri until 10 p.m. At 9:44 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles east of Rushville and moving east 15. Hazards include a possible tornado and half-dollar-sized hail. Locations impacted mainly include rural areas of southern Buchanan County. Again, a tornado warning has been issued for south central Buchanan County in northwest Missouri until 10 p.m. Citizen 0MIJ. Stations on frequency, stand by for a severe thunderstorm warning. Stations on frequency, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for central Buchanan County in northwest Missouri until 10:30 p.m. At 9:51 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was left of Dearborn and moving east at 20. Hazards with this storm include 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Duration indicated storm. Locations impacted include agencies 32 and 41. Again, the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Buchanan County and northwest Missouri until 10:30 p.m. And also, all stations with frequency, the tornado warning is about to expire at 10 p.m., which is in about 3 minutes. The tornado threat has diminished, therefore the tornado warning has been, well, will be allowed to expire. However, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for the for that area. Additional strong storms are still possible, and a tornado watch remains in effect until 1 a.m.
N0MIJ, KC0QLU.
Go ahead, Trevor.
I'm going to switch over to Osborne 440, check in with Corey. I'm going across 116 East. Just went agency here on 116, headed back towards Plattsburgh. I want to follow this storm in until I get to the house. If you need something, you reach us over on the Osborne.
St. Joe, east, the St. Joe area is pretty much done, I hope, and that's about it, and the reflector, and hopefully it'll just be a thunder and light show now. Be safe out there, I'm Zermij.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. I've never ran into any hail at all, or wind. Heavy rain occasionally, so we're going to slow down. Now we're going to check in with Corey over there. Thanks for running the net there, appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll be talking again in the near future if the weather keeps.
Okay, Trevor, be safe. N0MIJ, we'll pretty much call our pseudo net done and return all the repeaters back to regular use, and thank you everybody for your reports and being there, and I'll stick around in case anything fires back up here. N0MIJ.
We don't have any active warnings, do we? Just watch.
As far as I'm aware, we're looking at, no, I think all the warnings have expired except the flash flood warning remains in effect, I think, till 3.
Okay, I had to charge the radio for a little bit and lost track of where we were. Thank you. N2OYJ, clear.
All right, talk to you later. I'll still be at least for a little while. N0MIJ.